What's up? Welcome to another episode of the Ladies Pitch Podcast. What's going on? This is your favorite mommy, Haiti Baby.
And your girl, Dory.
What's going on, Boom?
Not much.
Welcome back, guys, to an audio experience. Only audio this week. We don't have any, we're not providing any visuals for you guys this week. But don't worry, we'll be back next week. Don't miss us too much. What's going on?
Nothing.
Hot as shit. I told you July was going to be Julying.
Well, good, because June was not Juning.
I told you the summer was going to be summering in Julying. It's hot as shit, yo.
It is hot.
But I need a tan, so I'm not going to complain too damn much. White as shit out here.
Yeah, I know. I'm like mad pale.
I know.
Especially these legs. Anyway, so.
What's going on? What's new with you?
Oh, my God. So let me tell you kind of a story.
Let's get right into the shits. Let's dive in.
So, you know, whatever. Some guy slid into my DM.
IG DMs?
Yeah. And whatever, like we were talking and whatnot and whatever. And I don't remember what we were talking about, but he sent me a cum shot. And I left him on red. And then this morning, he was like, you know, good morning, whatever. And I'm like,
good morning after a cum shot video is wild.
Yo, and I was like, you know, I hate when people text me good morning.
I know.
And he was like, why? And I was like, because it just doesn't feel genuine.
No, and then a good morning text after a cum shot video that was left on red is even wilder.
Yeah, so whatever. So we had the whole I don't like good mornings thing or whatever. And then he said, what did he say?
Did he ask you why you left him on scene?
Actually, a few minutes ago, he's asked me, why didn't you? Oh, he sent me a, oh, no, that was after. So then a few minutes ago, he sent me a, like, a, oh, no. Then he, hold
girl,
up.
Girl, get it together.
I'm sorry, I'm high. So then he said, you didn't like the cum shot?
Like that? You didn't like the cum shot?
Yeah.
Okay.
And my response was, it wasn't my favorite. I mean,
what about it wasn't like, didn't tickle your fancy?
Right. So, no. So then I said that. And then he sent me a broken heart. And then a few minutes ago, he hit me up on why didn't you like it?
Okay.
And I'm telling you this story now because I don't know why I didn't like it. I just,
do
I don't
you
know.
Typically like nut videos.
I do. I love them.
So is there something specific that you would say, like if you get a nut video that you're like, damn, that's a good one, as opposed to this one that you were like, eh. Like, is it like,
all right,
is it the person attached to the dick that which the cum is coming out of?
I don't
know. Or you know, you like the person, you like everything they do when it's sex-related.
Yeah, yeah,
but when
yeah.
you don't, it's like, like,
I mean, he's a stranger on Instagram. It was an unflattering.
Was it a nice, like, was it a pretty dick?
No, I mean, yeah, no.
Damn.
I mean, it was a very bad picture. It was a very unflattering picture, I would say.
Also, if the dick wasn't dicking, then you're just like, the cum shot ain't hitting for nothing either.
Exactly. I guess that's what it is.
I get it. You know, I've never gotten too many nut videos. I've gotten some, like, you know, but
I like ask for them.
I don't ask for them.
I do.
No particular reason. I don't hate them, but I don't know.
I asked for them. I love them shits.
Really?
Fucking love them.
Is it like because you're getting them to that place where they're coming and you're, it's like,
and it's for me.
Yeah.
Yeah, I guess. I don't know. It's just something about it. I fucking love it.
I wonder if guys send the same nut video to, like, numerous women. I need to know. Because let's be honest. Like,
I'm sure that they do because we do it.
Right. I'm gonna say, let's be honest. Like, we recycle nudes and shit. Like,
exactly.
How many times have you sent the same nude to different guys? Like, think of your... Yo, if you... First of all, hold up. Let's keep it 100 right now. You know that there's always that one fire ass nude that you take.
Oh,
and you
yeah.
want it to be seen by your dudes.
Like, absolutely. Oh, yeah. I got a couple of those.
And you're like, yo, they gonna appreciate this nude tonight.
Yeah.
And you send that shit. Like, isn't that amazing?
I know.
Exactly.
Such a good feeling.
So you know,
yeah. So you think that they feel the same, like
absolutely.
That satisfaction.
Well, homeboy, after getting shot down by you, he probably said that shit to another woman. Like, no, I need my validation from somewhere.
You know what? I hope he like did, this. And I hope he got it.
I hope so too, homie. That is, and then the good morning after the. Oh my god! Whew. And the words of Kim Kardashian, tragic. Just tragic.
Oh, whatever. I mean,
yeah, man. Yo, so this past Thursday we had our live show. Oh, it was so dope. Shout out to the 25 and Over podcast live show experience.
Yeah, it was really cool.
Yo, the girls and Who Hurt You Bro, shout out to JML. We did our thing. Like, yo, I was so nervous. Ooh.
She was.
Dory will tell you, I was on the brink of an anxiety attack. You know what it is that I don't do? Like, I've never been that person to, I don't like the stage. And it's crazy, right? Because I like the whole partying. I like, you know, networking and meeting people. And so I'm not shy for that. And it's not just shy. I don't know. It's just anxiety. Like, oh, my God, the lights, the crowd. But I felt like once we were up there, like, it was just natural.
Yeah, it's just like a conversation.
Yeah, just like conversation. And then...
Yo, we had a good crowd, though. Well, you guys had a good crowd.
Yeah. It was a good crowd.
Yeah,
it was a good energy, good vibe. The host. Everybody what was the name of the host?
Samantha, we love you.
Yo, Samantha. What was it? Oliver.
Oliver
and Samantha. Yo, yeah. Samantha's energy. Shout out to her. I guess that was making us feel good, too, because her energy was like, it was natural. Thing.
Yeah, yeah. She was like, I'm just nervous. But, girl, you did a good job.
Yeah, everyone did amazing. The show was great. Shout out to Billy.
With
shout
dance
out to Renee
moves.
Proper.
She did so good.
I don't think I've ever heard Beyonce so much in one night.
Yo, that's true. That is
the
very
Beehive
true.
The Beehive was in the building.
I know. Renee looked fire in her outfit.
She sure
Yo,
did.
And if you're listening, I need you to, like, tell me what you do to strengthen them knees, girl, because...
You saw her?
And in them heels?
She was on her, like, the Stallion shit. So. Everything just came out really great. The energy, the crowd, the audience was amazing. Shout out to everybody that showed up, that showed love. One of the questions that we ask on our set with the guys, yo.
Spicy.
Had everybody in the uproar. We had us looking like we was, ooh, we.
I know.
Like, we was on a whole different level of freak. Except for shout out to Mamita in the audience.
Oh,
that was
yeah.
Like,
yo, I told that lady. I was like, yo, you are, like, my new favorite person.
She was like, real niggas do real things. Like, what?
Yeah,
okay,
exactly.
So, just to provide a little bit of context. So, one of the questions that we asked was, fellas, how do you feel about a woman kissing up? I mean, I'm getting up and kissing you after, you know, performing oral sex on you. After sucking your dick, like, how do you feel about her kissing you? So, you know, most of the people were like, oh, it's all good, whatever, whatever. But Mel started, like, adding a little razzle-dazzle to it. Like, oh, what if she got a little bit of, like, cum drip on her lips? And
yo, like, who says that, though?
Yo, men just be worrying about the wrong things. Like, it is your thing. If you taste good, if you take care of yourself, you drink your water, you eat your veggies, your green, your fruits and all that shit, then it should be good. Like, ain't nothing wrong with that. It's gonna be our secret. I'm not gonna go on the Twitter streets and be like, yo, he fucking licked his own gum off my lip. Like, no.
Right.
And if you
did, it's okay.
It's okay, baby. It's our secret. You're just a little freak, but it's all good. Your secret is safe with me.
Yeah, I don't know. I just feel like, I don't know. A lot of my sexual experience, I guess, came from my marriage because, you know, so many years with the same person or whatever. Like, we were comfortable enough to try anything and everything. So... I kind of expect that now because it's what I'm used to, right?
It's so your like, expectation, how I like to say
exactly,
it.
Exactly, yeah, right. Because, you know, I said it before, I will say it again. We're too old to be having bad sex out here. We really are. So I guess because of that, to me, like, all those crazy things or whatever are, like, normal.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, I was about to give away a secret, but...
gatekeep it.
Oh, girl, it almost slipped right out.
But the misconception with that, and I'm sure that you can agree, and so I'm sure so can so many other women that are, you know, that are like us, that we have like specific things and expectations that we have, and we, you know, unfairly at times it's set on men because they don't even know, but it is what it is, right? So the misconception with that at times is the fact that because you're so open to these things, people think that you're open to them with everybody. And right. That's a crazy misconception, because now when you come across me and you try to lead with that, you get shut down and, you know, you're like, oh, well, you talk all this shit, blah, blah, blah. But where did you read? Is there a fine print in what we say that we say, like, we do with, this with everyone? Like,
right.
No. And it's, you know, it's fun sometimes to watch, though. It's fun to have the interaction with men at times that hit me up or approach me or DM me and lead with that shit. With, yo, I heard this on your podcast. Oh, you really get down. And they get left on red. Like, okay, you want to hear more? Listen to the podcast. Give me the download. Like, give it to us.
That's crazy. But,
yeah, I mean, it is what it is. That's part of what, it comes with it, though. It's part of, like, what we do, what we talk, the shit yeah, that we talk, I know. So. Kind of expected at this point, but yeah, when you leave with it, you're highly disappointed when you see that, like,
it's not gonna happen, it's, buddy. It's not gonna happen. I said that to somebody recently too. I was like, you know, it's not with everybody. Like, you just can't be like that with everybody. Mm-hmm. So I can say maybe like a handful of the people I've been with, I have gotten like the full experience.
Yeah, there's levels to it. There's right, the
full experience. Because
it.
It's an experience, baby.
It's the platinum. And you're right, it is an experience, baby. It most definitely is a mind-blowing experience when you take it there with someone. Yes.
Yeah.
But, yeah, but that's just to say that, anyway, the show was great. It was amazing. Thanks again to the 25 and Over podcast for allowing us to be a part of their second annual live show. I can't wait to see if they do it again now for a third year. Now this is they're an inspiration for us, because now this is motivating us to want to like do one as well, and you know, work on something like that, because it was kind of like a high for me. I don't know how you felt about it, but
yeah, exactly. Right? Yeah, it was
like a high, like, oh shit, like
this is really happening.
This is, yeah,
it's like adrenaline, it's really I guess. Yeah, yeah, right.
It's really happening, and it's like, I don't know, it gave me that sense of like, yo, like validation, like, yo, this is really what I want to do. Like, I just want to do shit like this. Just the excitement, just, like, the passion of putting it together. Like, me watching him putting it together and watching Renee and Billy just running around and trying to get shit together. Like, all that shit is inspiring, and it motivated me. Like, damn, we should really do this shit. Like, for real. We should really make it happen. But stay tuned. Yeah. So what else is going on with you before we get into our first topic?
Let's see what happened. What else happened this week? My asshole boss came back from vacation.
Oh, I thought you was gonna say something about your asshole. I'm like, insert lube like that.
No. That, and then the kids came back from DR after being away for 3 weeks, and yay.
Can't relate, but
I know, but
no, I can't, because I'm like baby daddy. So
yeah, she really is. That's my baby mama.
I'm like baby daddy.
Yeah. So Julian was asking today, by the way, that he was like, "Are you gonna record with us? Are you gonna put us on?"
Oh, he ain't forget. Yo, kids don't forget shit.
No,
you can't mention shit to a
kid. No, because they won't ever forget it.
Damn.
Memory so I elephant. Guess soon we'll have a kids episode.
Kid friendly. So if you parents that listen to us want to have their kids actually listen to the one episode of 148 that's not kid friendly.
Right. I mean, I guess. Yeah. Right. Or maybe we just give them like a 20-minute slot in the beginning.
We give them a little segment.
Yes. You know what? Yeah, that's cool. Yeah. I don't know. I'm very proud of my kids. They're pretty smart.
Yeah, very smart.
Anyway, so yeah, so they came back. I went to a, I don't want to call it a barbecue because it wasn't really a barbecue, but I did go to one today. And I became a human doodle. There was a little 3-year-old there, so he drew all over me. I met some parents and some friends.
It graffitied all over her legs.
Yeah, I learned that my son knows how to play chess and he's really good at it.
I don't ever remember going through this phase as a child, like just randomly wanting like
to draw grab people?
A marker and drawing people.
But they write on themselves. You don't see that?
They no, kids, I don't.
Yeah, the minute they get their hands on a marker, they write all over themselves. So my So the kid that drew on me has a lot of energy.
Big kind.
That's a lot of energy. So the kids were playing Uno and he was like trying to like get in there, but you know, he's three. Mm-hmm. So I was like, all right, come here. And I was like, you got markers? And he got the markers or whatever. And I said, okay, you can draw here.
And you okayed this foolery. Unbelievable.
Yeah, I do this all the time. I used to do this all the time with my kids when they were little. It's just, it's fun for them. And it's whatever. It's a fucking washable marker. And it's going to keep... It kept them entertained for like 15 minutes.
Yeah, it's a no for me, dog. It just reminds me to always use a condom.
Yeah, I know. Whatever. Whatever. How about you?
Listen, man. Ain't nothing new with me. Still don't like men. Nothing's changed.
That's what we're leading with. You know what? I had a realization this week too.
No, I listen. I'm not a man hater. It's not a man hating segment or anything like that. But yeah, just don't have the patience nor the energy to deal with shit. And everything is the same. Like it's just
a different person, but the same shit.
Different person, same shit. They lead with the same shit. They say the same shit. It's like blah 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 blah. You ever seen that gif with SpongeBob?
Yeah.
He's like, wah, 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 wah. Yeah. That's how I feel.
I get it. When I deleted my dating app, I felt that way. I'm like, I don't want to keep having the same conversation over and over and over again. The hi, so how are you? So why are you here? And then, you know, like all the introductions and stuff. I was like, nah, fuck this shit. And then
I think I get better conversations with a man from the opposite sex with. When he's not leading with any type of interest. Like
on a friendship level.
On a friendship level. Even if in his mind he's interested in, you know, in some way, he's leading with something different because it's like a genuine, like, either conversation or, like, friendship. I think I didn't appreciate so much when I was younger, like, actually being friends with somebody from the opposite sex first. Yeah. Before it like organically
it's because you don't
into
think
something.
Because you don't think about that.
You don't.
When you're young, you automatically think like, oh, I think he's cute or whatever, and you just go down that road.
Yeah, like, oh, okay, you know,
automatically
your hormones and your vagina so you like, yes, fuck him, girl, fuck him, like
yeah, like,
know?
It's crazy, but
yeah,
it's true.
So now I just shut her up. Now most of the time, like, bitch, shut the fuck up, like, we're not doing this.
I know.
You don't see where this shit has brought us the past 20 years, like,
stay away.
We're not doing this. So now I genuinely like enjoy when I meet someone and we actually just have a conversation, and it's like we don't know. This might be the last conversation. This might be the last interaction. It might not. We might keep it going. Like,
right. When you're young, I feel, you know, now that I think back on it, I feel like we kind of forced those relationships.
Yeah, it's like forced connection.
Yeah, because you think, oh, he's cute, let me go flirt with him. And then he's thinking the same thing on the opposite end. Oh, she's cute and she's giving me, you know, those eyes or whatever. And it's like, automatically, that's what happens. Like, mm-hmm. Whatever. You go out or you hook up and you keep that going. And then, boom, you're in a relationship that accidentally.
Right. It's like you weren't even looking for anything. He wasn't looking for anything. But then you guys had sex and it was so amazing. Like, your good pussy has ever, like, brought you into a relationship that you never even planned to be in?
Yeah.
Like, how did the good dick and the good pussy get together and be like, oh, yeah, we belong together? Like, no.
Yeah. Yeah, for sure.
Yeah. And that's just, and that doesn't even, that's just lust and it doesn't last long. And then I'm just tired of that.
I know.
You see my face, like, I'm tired.
I know. I get it, girl. I get it. Same, same.
I'm here tired thinking, of it. I'm maybe trying to move differently. I have the same board, but I'm trying to move my pieces differently. Like, okay, let's do this. Let's lead with this or whatever. Even if, like, I'm starting to accept, like, even if you do have, like, some type of, like, attraction to someone, like, it doesn't even necessarily need to even go anywhere. Like, it's cool to just be attracted to someone, but it's like, this is what it is. You know what I'm saying? Rather than being delusional and be like, oh, my God, like, we had such a great conversation. Oh, my God, maybe we're going to start dating. Maybe we'll be in a relationship. Maybe yeah. we'll get married.
Like, just enjoy that.
Just enjoy that good conversation. That was a great conversation. Yeah. And this might be the only conversation we have. But it was cool to have met someone that I could actually have a cool conversation with.
Yeah.
And I think that a lot of men also haven't really grown up and have realized that or even, like, reached that point in their lives, they think right. automatically, like, they have a great conversation with a woman
and it's like, let me keep going.
Yeah, let me keep going. Let me slide in her DMs now. I'll be like, we had a great conversation, like, I want to shoot my shot. Dude, what about me in that one conversation made you realize, like, I need to shoot my shot at her? I get it. Listen, shoot is shoot, right? But I just feel like nothing about this, maybe you felt something I didn't, but I just feel like you could just keep it at, yo, it was a great conversation.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Like, and see what happens from there. If anything will happen from there. If it does, great. If it doesn't, great too. Like.
Right. Too much pressure.
Yeah. There's just too much going on.
Yeah.
I love venting session.
I don't know. I feel like I don't know. Like I was saying, I learned a lot about myself this week. Yo, I had quite the week, you know?
Seems. Let's talk about it.
So. I think I'm gayer than I think I am.
Oh, my Lord.
Yeah, that's... No,
that's it?
Yeah, that's all I'm going to say.
You crazy. You crazy. Where's that coming from?
I don't know. I was just, like, obsessed with this girl that I saw the other day.
Oh, man. Let's not do this. Let's not do this.
I know exactly
what you're talking about.
I know you know, bitch. I told you.
So it's somebody you saw at the live show. We're not gonna
you didn't
name
even
drop.
Have to say that.
Nah, we're gonna leave it at that. We're gonna leave it at that. It was someone that, and let me just tell you, she is bad. She has swag. I love her swag. She's a dope person, I'll tell you. She really is. You should have taken it, you know, you should have had a little conversation there, you know, just saying, but
I don't know.
We'll run into her again.
Oh,
all right,
boy.
Guys, before we get into the first topic, let me just remind you to please like, subscribe, share, review the podcast on all streaming platforms. 25 minutes in, I'm telling everyone now. You guys already know. You can find Ladies Pitch on Instagram at Ladies Pitch and on Twitter, Pitch718. Our YouTube handle is at Ladies Pitch. So like, subscribe, share, review the podcast. All
find
that
us.
Find us. Yeah, so we're going to get into the first topic. We haven't spoken about this woman, and I'm actually very surprised, but I'm also glad because the story has developed.
It's good timing.
She's reached a peak of crazy that now it's like, we can talk about it because it's like, oh, now it's juicy.
Yeah.
So Mariah Mills, porn star Mariah Mills. If you guys are not familiar, Mariah Mills is a porn star. She recently has been on a Twitter rant. She was having, a relationship with a basketball player by the name of Zion Williamson. And she outed him saying that, you know, she's been having a relationship with him. Zion Williamson is a professional basketball player for the Pelicans, New Orleans Pelicans. And she outed him saying she was having a relationship with him and he was cheating on his girlfriend. All of this because Zion revealed that he's having a child with his girlfriend. And Mariah just went apeshit and was like, I've been with him and he was paying this for me and he dropped this much money on me. And she's just been going crazy on Twitter the past couple of weeks. She's gone to the point of getting his name tattooed on her face, Zion.
Damn, but on her face?
On her face.
Crazy.
Okay. she recently, sometime last week, she revealed a positive pregnancy test.
Oh, Jesus.
Guess stating that she's pregnant. She said that she has sex tapes with him that she's going to leak.
Wow, she really taking it there. All right, yo,
I need to know what type of dick Zion got.
No, I'm just wondering, like, how long has he been with her, and how long has he been with the girlfriend?
He's been, I don't know how long he's been with his girlfriend, but let me see. Let me look it up.
Do
see
they
if it
say
tells me how long he's been with his?
Because I'm just wondering, like, has it been long enough that maybe he was with her before?
He's fairly young.
Before the girlfriend. Old. You know, she's the side chick that bounced from one relationship to the other with the dude. I don't know,
but it says here that he announced his girlfriend's pregnancy in the baby shower YouTube video.
Damn, all the way baby shower. And,
yeah.
This kept it on the wraps all this time.
So he's having, his daughter's due in November. So Mariah.
Damn, and they already had a baby shower? That's November's mad months away.
My thing is, right? She's been going at this for the past couple of weeks on Twitter, tweeting, saying all these things, outing everything. Look how much money he spent on me, showing screenshots, showing all this shit that they had going on. And then the tattoo and then the pregnant, like, you doing way too much. My thing is like, yo, take your L's in private. All right, fine. You was fucking with him. You were messing with him. He had a girlfriend. I'm pretty sure you knew he had a girlfriend.
Right, because it's not like he's not known.
Right. I'm sure you knew he had a girlfriend. You still chose to have this sexual relationship with him.
Right.
Whatever. He was giving you money. It was transactional. It was a transactional relationship.
Yeah. Right? Pretty much.
He got his girlfriend pregnant. He's having a child. Like, take your L's in private. Like, if he's giving you this amount of money...
But my thing is,
just shut up and take it for what it is. Like, you really thought it was going to be something more than that?
No, but my thing is, did the child having a child make enough of an impact that he doesn't want to see her anymore? Or was he planning on continuing to see her? Because if he was still going to see her, then what the fuck are you complaining about, bitch?
That's the thing. If he
was still
going to see
her, you knew he had a girlfriend. What's the difference, like, whether he has a kid or not?
I think she was like, now he got this kid. Now he ain't going to have to cut back on the money he going to give me.
Oh, come on now.
He's a professional basketball player. Like, let's be for real now. Would you stay silent if you're sleeping with a married man or a man that has a girlfriend and he's giving you X amount of money each week just because he's fucking with you and he like you or whatever you got going on, he's taking care of you financially? Is that enough to, like, keep you hush?
Yeah.
And not, you know, go out there and reveal anything personal between you guys?
Yeah. It's kind of like it's like setting up an arrangement. Mm-hmm. It's an unspoken arrangement, because it is unspoken. Not everybody has that open conversation, like, yo, this is what's going on here. I mean, like, you might know the deal, but at the end of the day, the actual arrangement is unspoken. And yeah, I will stay quiet, because, like, what the fuck? I know what the deal is. So mm-hmm.
Nah, she's got a lot of loose screws. Like, at this point, she needs a 51-50 hold. Like, for sure. For sure. Like, something. She has no real friends. Let me tell you something, Dory. You go off on a rant like this over a man, I'm taking your phone away.
Right.
I'm locking you up in a padded room. Like, bitch, no. You need to detox from this devil-ass dick. Because what did he do to you? And he's 22. So you know that dick was dicking. 22-year-old dick, when you up there in age.
How old is she?
She looks like she in her 40s. First of all, she has botched plastic surgery.
Oh, no.
I don't know who told her she looked good. Like, it just looks, she took it over the top and it looks ridiculous. But we're going to find out her age right now, because for sure he's 22 years old. If this woman is in her 30s or 40s, that dick is hitting her. That stamina. She's 32.
Oh, yeah.
She's 32. Yeah.
Damn.
A 22-year-old, 10 years younger? Yeah. He's hitting that thing. And she a porn star.
Right.
It takes a lot for her to... And we can't even... Like, can we really say it's dick, though? You a porn star. You've gotten plenty of dick. Like, what about this dick is so special that got you going crazy like this? Mm. And And because I don't believe she's pregnant at all. She's all fucking lying with a fake pregnancy test. You know how easy it is to get a positive pregnancy test now? You can order. They have websites for you to get positive pregnancy tests.
Yo, that's crazy.
They have websites.
Who the fuck thought about that shit?
Wait, there's more. They have a website where you can get fake sonogram pics. You can get fake sonogram pics, bitch. You modify it. Oh, yeah, I've done my research. You can modify the ultrasound pic to say what you wanted to say. Your name, whatever, hospital, whatever.
Yo.
Men, beware.
For real.
Be fucking aware.
Damn, that's crazy.
Women are scandalous, bro. Because why does that even exist? Why is that upside even up and running and making money where...
I know. Like, whoever came up with that shit, you are sick.
That's sick.
But you're a genius.
That's sick. No, that's some real sick shit.
That's insane.
I think that the minute you lie about being pregnant, you really have something serious.
Yeah, something's fucking crazy.
Yeah, like, something is seriously wrong with you.
Yo, that's insane.
And those, yo, are, the, actually, those are the things we gotta be telling boys.
I actually did that when,
man,
I was younger. Oh, man, stories.
Wait, what?
I have a story, yeah.
Oh, man. Stories with Dory.
I, when I was, I don't know, 17, 18, I had, my daughter was a few months old, maybe. So I was 17 or 18, whatever, somewhere in there. And I had just broken up with her dad, and I met this guy or whatever, and nothing. We started like seeing each other, whatever, we were fucking, but he had a girlfriend. He was the first guy I ever like, was the, you know, side girl for or whatever, first time.
Your first side chick experience.
Yeah. And at the time, like, I was, like, arguing with my mom all the time, so I just picked up my shit and I left, and I was living with my aunt. My aunt is, like, a super mega scammer. Like, that bitch is, yo, her whole life is a scam. And... she told me that. She was like, you should tell him that you're pregnant so that he can give you money for an abortion.
Bro, what?
Yo, dead ass. She was like, yo, tell him that you're pregnant and that you're not going to keep it and you need for him to pay for the abortion. So,
that's wild.
Yeah, and I was young and stupid or whatever, so I did it. And then,
what did he say?
that's the funny part. So he
the
was
the gag is.
Yeah, no, that's the funny part. So I fucking went and told him that stupid shit, and he was like, "Oh nah, there's this place or whatever where he can go." Nigga was talking about Planned Parenthood, yo.
Yo, I thought he was gonna take you to somebody's basement. Like, you know, I know somebody that got a wire hanger, two Tylenol, nigga.
Fucking, he was like, nah, you could go to like Planned Parenthood or whatever. So
that's wild.
What were we talking about that I got into that story?
Fake pregnancies, like,
oh, fake pregnancies. Yeah. So yeah. So
I need you to get it together.
So that's my story for the fake pregnancy. Yeah, Jesus, the one time Christ I lied about being pregnant.
I hope you never made that stupid mistake ever again in your life.
No, no, first and last time. And then I like went back home or whatever because my aunt was out of pocket. Yo, she was like.
Now,
out.
Where's this aunt at now?
I don't know. I don't want to know. Technically, she wasn't even my aunt. Yo, facts. She was.
That's the original.
She was married
city girl
to one of my uncles, and they got divorced or whatever. So you know, to me, she was always the cool aunt. Like she always got me like whatever I wanted or whatever and all this stuff. So
yeah, cool aunt was leading you down a path of destruction.
Absolutely. Like, yo, she was doing a lot of illegal shit.
I want to know how many men have gotten caught up in that trap though.
Yo, for real. It made me think that too. Like
back in the day. Now that's not easy to pull that off.
Right.
Men are a lot more like informed and knowledgeable. Right, yeah. We got Andrew Tate and them and Kevin Samuels is around, all of them informing these men. They up to our shenanigans now. Mm. They know of our shenanigans. So it's not that easy to pull it off. But I can imagine back in the day, Because I know like some girls too that used to try to pull that off. I don't know if they were successful at it, but I've heard like, you know, right, talk, yeah, where they would be like, yo, you know, fake a pregnancy, whatever, to get money out the door.
Right. So I don't know. Now that I'm thinking back on it, I'm wondering if she did that.
I'm sure she did.
Because I'm like, yo, where would she get this fucking idea from?
If she's advising this, is because this is a plan that has like successfully been like
executed.
This is why she's passing it on.
She's
passing it on to the younger generation of women in her
life. Insane, yo. Yeah, no, I was out of control when I was living over there because she didn't care what I did. And I always had a babysitter.
Cause auntie was wilding out.
Yeah.
Cool aunt was wilding out.
Yeah. You see how many parties, how much I drank.
See, I'm an aunt, right? But I'm the cool aunt where it's like, I want you to feel comfortable enough to come and talk to me about things that you're particularly scared to go talk to your mother about. Mm-hmm. That's the type of like cool aunt I am. You know what I mean? Like, I'm understanding that, like, you're a young woman and you're doing certain things, but I'm never gonna like lead you down a way where it's like,
yeah, no, she was
destruction
just...
or self-destruction.
Yeah.
Or, you know, you're making those type of stupid decisions. I'll be 100% transparent about the stupid decisions I made, but it's more because I want you to take it as like a lesson. You know what I mean? Like learn through me type of thing. So you don't make the same mistakes.
Right.
And just have that that comfort level with one another where we can talk about anything.
Yeah.
And I'm not telling you, like, you know, how parents usually do. Like, just don't do it because I said not to do it type shit.
I hate that.
That shit is annoying.
She was wildin'.
But
she
I'm never going to suggest my niece, like, yo, go ask him for $100. So you
bitch, no. That was her thing. That was her thing. Was fucking chapeadora to the max.
Choppy, choppy.
Yo. And it's crazy.
Old Dominican aunties on a trip, yo.
Well, she's not Dominican. She's Puerto Rican.
Ah! Drops mic.
Yeah, no. Fuck. She's Puerto Rican. And she was dating this, I think he was like Ecuadorian or Colombian guy. And he was married. Yo, this bitch is...
Well, the core.
Oh.
Go ahead.
So she was fucking this guy who was married. She befriended the wife. They used to do like all kinds of like family activities together. And she became like the wife's best friend. And meanwhile, this nigga was like coming in the middle of the day. He was like paying her rent. He was mad shit. That pussy must have been crazy because.
So the wife had no idea that her BFF was.
Yeah, crazy, right? Yo, he used to spend the night. Even the kids.
Those are situations where kids were
in on it.
This is my blood pressure just going up. These are situations where I say when things happen, when you gotta unalive people because things like this happen. Like, I don't condone it, but I understand. I don't promote it, but I understand because you're going to take me to a place where I open my doors to my home to you. I bring you around my family. And the entire time you sleeping with my husband? No, I'm digging up two holes. One for you and one for him.
Like I said, her kids were in on it. They knew everything. And then sometimes he would come with his kids to her house and they will go and lock themselves in the room and fuck or whatever, and while she was at work
introducing them to the kids. Oh my god, I wouldn't imagine. You know, I've known people that have told me stuff like that where like they remember being kids and like their father would bring them around the other woman and they've met the other
woman. I think my daughter told me a story like that today.
I knew someone, my homegirl's like sister and stuff like that. Like, she found out her man was cheating and she found out that like he was bringing their child around the woman.
My husband did that.
And one time we were like looking her up, like stalking her on social media. This was like back in the day, like MySpace days and shit. And we found like her MySpace page and we're like looking at it and her kid happened to be in the room while we're looking at this woman's MySpace page.
Oh.
And when he's maybe like 3 years old at the time, he sees the other woman's picture. This is before she even knew that he was bringing their son around this woman.
Mm-hmm.
He sees the picture of the woman on the thing, and he goes, "Mommy." Calling the other woman mommy, bitch.
Wait.
Yes.
Your friend your friend was the girlfriend?
No, my friend's sister was the main girlfriend. Yes.
Right, was the girlfriend.
Yes.
Okay, and you guys were looking at the other girl's thing?
Yes.
And the baby said mommy to the other chick?
The baby happened to like come in the room while we're on the computer and we're looking at her page, and he sees it and he says mommy.
Bitch.
So that's how she found out that he was bringing the child, their child, around the other bitch. But ironically enough, we were going to get into this topic. Just to wrap up the whole Mariah Mills bitch is crazy and the story. He was with this girl before he was with his actual girlfriend. They were like high school sweethearts.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, they broke up, whatever. And he still had her in the back burner, though. Like the girlfriend that became the side chick. And he had other girlfriends, and she continued to be the side chick in his other relationships.
All right. So let me tell you my
nuts.
Let me tell you my story, because it's very along the lines. So my husband was seeing this woman or whatever, and this young girl, super young. The bitch was like 21. And I mean, at the time, I didn't know. So he had taken the boys or whatever for the day. I think I was at work. I don't know what the fuck I was doing. So he had taken, he had gone to her house with the boys. But when my son came home, he's like, "Oh, yeah, we went to daddy's friend's house and they have this dog. And I was playing with this dog and it was such a cool dog and blah, 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 whatever." So I'm like, "Okay, whatever. It is what it is." Then, like, once I found out about her and all of that stuff, like, that conversation came back up where my son was like, they have Chanel or whatever. Because I was doing the same fucking thing. I was looking the bitch up. It's how I found out about them. Because I don't think I ever told you this, but I found out because I was going through like the suggestions on Facebook, and she popped up as a suggestion on my Facebook, and her profile picture was a picture of the two of them on her birthday.
Her and your husband?
Yes.
And then she makes it a profile pic. Jeez.
Yeah, but she didn't know. So he had told her that we were like separating or whatever, and that's why sometimes he had the kids and blah, blah, whatever. So that happened. He brushed it off. And I was pregnant at the time. He brushed it off. Like nothing happened. And I believed him because I was stupid. And then one day I just... look at God working. I iPhones or whatever. You connect to like different devices and whatnot. So he had his iPhone. And he had it connected to his Mac at work. So I guess he must have been texting with her or whatever. And
seeing the messages,
they just started popping up on my phone. I don't even know how. I guess because we were using the same Apple ID.
And you saw all the messages.
So I'm like, who the fuck is this? So then I start typing. And I'm like, who is this? Like, what the fuck? Like, whatever. Bugging out. I call him right away, like, yo, what the fuck, whatever. Nothing. Like, just silence.
Wow.
It was crazy. It was a crazy, crazy thing. So that happened with one. But back to the topic about carrying girlfriends into relationships, he did that too. Yeah. I'm sorry. I'm painting you out to be a bad guy, babe, but you weren't a saint.
Okay. That's a lot. I just wonder, like, how do you fall into the girlfriend? And like, because I've known women that have been married, they separate and divorce, and then they go from the wife to the side chick.
That's crazy. Yeah, no, I don't know that I could ever do that. But
All right. So when I met him, I knew that his ex-girlfriend's name was also Vanessa. It was kind of like a running joke or whatever. I remember when I met his dad and like he said my name or whatever. He was like, oh, at least you can't say the wrong name in bed.
Now you know why he said that?
Well, no.
Well, he said that to your face, like you can never say the wrong name in bed?
No, he said that to him.
In front of you?
Mm-mm. That's what he said about my name or whatever when he first found out my name. Anyway.
Yeah, that's crazy.
So years after we were together, after I had just given birth to my second son with him, and I find out that he's been seeing this girl, Nicole.
Now it's Nicole.
Yeah. Nicole was actually the first one, and then Lynette was the other one.
Jesus Christ.
So I found out he's been seeing Nicole, and I'm like, you know, I don't know why that day I decided that I wanted to check his phone. So I did. And I see these messages and I'm like, who is this or whatever? And she's like, oh, this is Nicole. I'm like, oh, you know, like Dave is asleep, blah, blah, whatever. I'm like, how do you know him? And she's like, oh, I'm his girlfriend. And I was like, you can't be his girlfriend because I'm his wife and we have two boys together. I'm like, he's sleeping in my bed. Like, we're home. And she's like, oh, we've been together for 8 years or like,
how long had you been with him at that time?
Like 5 or 6.
So she was been around since before you were even.
Yeah, he was with her first and then got with the first Vanessa, like moved in and everything. Cause that's the girlfriend his family knew as well was Vanessa. Nobody knew who the fuck this Nicole girl was. The bitch had never even met the family. Like, how are you with somebody for 8 years thinking that you are his main girlfriend, whatever, and you don't meet friends, family, like...
Because he probably painted this picture, you know, oh, I'm not close with my family. I don't really have friends. Like, you know, a lot of manipulative men, they know, like, these weak-minded women, they know what to say to them just to keep them happy at this little, like... Right here, right there.
In their pocket?
And right where they want them to be. Like, they keep them... They know exactly what to say to keep them where they're at.
That's crazy. They don't feel
the need to ask questions. I know, but... So no more information.
I guess. But, I mean, after, like, how long does that, like, go on for? You know what I mean?
You can keep the wool over your eyes as long as they want. That's a manipulator.
He was. Yeah. He was.
That's a master manipulator move, you know?
That's fucking insane.
Mm-hmm. That's why a lot of men that move that way, they don't like women that, like, ask too many questions or do too much.
Yeah.
Because they can't run that game successfully. They can't execute it successfully.
So one of my cousins is like that. So him and one of my cousins never got along because of that. Because she's very inquisitive and she always, like, needs like an explanation of things or whatever. Mm-hmm. And or she'll tell me like, but why? And I'm like, I don't know. And she's like, you didn't ask why? And I'm like, no. And she's like,
yeah, you don't.
Don't you want to know?
You're not inquisitive. I'm a vouch for that. You're still not like that.
No, I'm not. Yeah, I'm not like that.
That ask, you'd be like, I don't know. I'm like, how did you not ask that question?
Yeah, I don't know. Look, I'm very like, you know, share whatever you want to share with me. Mm-hmm. It's not going nowhere, mm-hmm. you know, and I'm never going to really like dig in like, but why did you do that? But why not? Why didn't you go there? But why that person? Why this person? Why whatever? Like I feel like, I don't know, maybe with like my partners is probably like the only time that I'm like that, like that I want to know like certain things. But even then, I don't know. I respect privacy so much.
Nah, bitch, I'm nosy. We fucking, I'm nosy.
Yeah.
What you mean you did that? What do you mean you went here? Like, no, what? What? Like,
yeah, I want to know. I don't know. I've also, know. After like finding out all these things with my husband, is almost like, you know what? I just don't even want to know.
Don't
like,
ask questions.
Yeah,
anymore.
I don't want to fucking know. Do what you do. As you long as I'm happy, we good.
You got PTSD. You're like, I don't want to
Yeah,
know.
I don't want to know. Like,
but
that's one thing.
Fairness,
that's why I don't check phones anymore. I don't ever. I have no desire to ever check anybody's phone. Because
I don't want to check
shit.
Phones either. But also, I used to be like that, though, where I kind of just, like, you tell me what it is, and then I don't ask further questions. But then the reason of me, things coming out to light is the reason why I'm like that now. You know what I mean? Like, oh, you just tell me this. All right, cool. So now, now I need to know a little bit more. Like, all right, if we in this situation or we're in a relationship, whatever, whatever, then I'm gonna sound a little bit entitled, but no, yeah, I think I'm entitled to a little bit more information than what you're giving me. I'm not running just that whole like, oh yeah, no, because this, no, what, why? I need to know. Matter of fact, I want to know. Not that I need to know, I want to know, because right. It's gonna ease my mind. Like. It's going to ease my mind. It's going to make it. Know. You ain't going to just act like I'm stupid and you're going to come up here and just say whatever and I'm going to just believe it. And just, no, I want to know.
I don't want to know nothing.
Yeah.
I just want to know about myself. That's it. Mm-hmm. I don't want to know nothing.
But yeah, man, this
shit is crazy.
It's rough out here, y'all.
It is rough out here.
It's rough out here. Listen, it's rough for men and women.
Yeah.
In all
right, because we just talked about how bad women do with the whole fake pregnancies and shit like that. Yeah. Yo, and it's crazy because it's like, think about it. In The Office, when she told him that she was pregnant.
Kelly Kapoor. No, Kelly Kapoor is a nut, though. Lying to Ryan that she was pregnant.
Just cause. Fucking regular ass Tuesday. I think I want to be pregnant today.
Tuesday, they arguing like, I'm pregnant. I think you're going to leave me today. So I just tell you before you leave me that I'm pregnant. Like, and when in the history of relationships has a baby ever kept a man?
No, please.
Never.
I know. Why the fuck do we still keep doing this stupid shit?
You know, I've had the debate a few years ago. It's crazy how sometimes, like, as things evolve in life, you know, and you gain a little bit more knowledge about certain things, your opinion can change, right? Your perspective on a certain topic can change.
Right.
Because a few years ago, I had a debate on the podcast about whether or not, like, men should be able to, like, if a man asks his woman for a paternity test to prove that the child is his, I was like, oh, I would leave him. Like, don't fucking offend me by asking me. This is your child. Like, you're basically insinuating that I've cheated. But now developments have changed my mind. And we're like, yo, I kind of get it because it's dirty out here.
Yeah.
It's a dirty world we living in. And unfortunately, like, the women have that upper hand in that situation where, like, you can purchase a fucking freight. A fake pregnancy test.
That's
fake
insane.
Fake sonogram pictures. Like,
yo, that's crazy. You can have a whole pregnancy and no baby.
You can have... yo, let me tell you something. This is going to sound real toxic. If you're in a long-distance relationship...
Oh, yeah,
it's
easy. You
could probably have an entire fake pregnancy.
Yep.
And dude, they have fake bellies.
Yep.
I'm pretty sure somewhere they got, like, the fake heartbeat.
Oh,
the
yeah.
Ultrasound, heartbeat.
I'm sure you can probably Google
I'm
that
pretty
shit.
Sure
I'm
you sure can Google it on YouTube and, like, create. You know what I'm saying? Like, you can legit have. And scary.
Yeah, it is scary.
It's
kind of
scary being
I'm sorry,
a man out here.
I'm sorry, men, for, seriously, you know, the shit that women be putting y'all through.
Yeah, man.
I apologize.
And this is just kind of, like, you know, also giving a little bit of, like, information and knowledge to some women that have, like, teenage boys coming up. You know what I'm saying? Raising young boys, raising young men. Like, yo, it's crazy out here. Like, you want to have these kind of conversations with your kids. Like, with your boys. Like, man.
I don't want to get there.
You better be inquisitive and ask questions. You better ask questions. Like, I want to see this, that, whatever. And, you know, even if it's offensive to the woman, it's not personal.
Right.
But it's you just, as a person, you as a young man, you should know.
Right.
You should kind of go know what type of situation you're in or you're getting yourself in with this woman.
I know. Right? Oh, it's crazy out here, man.
Yeah. And also, men need to do a little better with vetting their women that they sleep with. Be a little bit more selective because I understand sometimes your dick could lead you into,
yeah,
like,
I feel like they don't really
situations with women, but be a little smarter, my people. I'm pretty sure Zion is regretting ever sticking his dick in that woman.
Yeah,
he wanted to have the porn star experience.
Yeah, probably his young ass.
Now here you go.
There you go.
Now he's learning that a lot of porn stars have a lot of daddy issues, and this is what happens when women have unhealed daddy issues.
I have unhealed daddy issues.
But you,
I'm not a porn star. Should I mean, I be a porn star?
You was out here trying to get $500 for an abortion, so I don't know. You was taking advice from the cool aunt, so I don't know.
Hey, yo. I don't know. Maybe I should be a porn star. Oh, we'll be rich. We'd be live every week.
We are hitting a category that if we ever decide to do porn, we're hitting cougar porn now. Like, we're not at our young age where
I know.
We're fresh, hot meat, barely legal porn. Now we're in the cougar and MILF. Yo. We're in the MILF category in Pornhub, my love.
That's cool. I'm okay with being a MILF.
You are 18-year-old's spank bank. You're in an 18-year-old's spank bank.
Oh, Lord.
Your video is bookmarked.
I wonder sometimes if there's any videos of me out there, because I've made videos and I don't always know where they go after they leave.
Yeah, they go into the other guy's phone.
No, pendeja.
You think any man you've been with has been like trifling like that, where he's posted your video online?
I don't know, because I don't know how many men actually like do that. So I really don't know. I mean, I would.
Do you send videos to like guys that you talk to, like every guy you talk to?
Not every guy.
Okay.
No, not every guy.
So do you have to reach like a certain level of like comfort with him to be like send him a video?
Right.
Yeah, same. I was a little more reckless though. Like I said,
yeah,
hey, this picture look good. Let me just send it.
Yeah, I was reckless like that too. When I first started dating, when I first started dating, like post loss, I wasn't thinking. You know, I wasn't looking for a relationship. I wanted to fuck. What I was looking for was a partner, like a steady partner.
To fuck.
Yeah.
Okay.
Just for that, and that's really hard, yo. Like, no, why is it so hard?
No, it's not easy. It's not. I agree with you. It's not easy. It's
what? Like, why
these
is it so hard?
These men don't be wanting a relationship, but they also don't want to give you consistent dick.
Yeah, it's like, what the fuck, yo?
Yeah.
I
think I know why, but yeah, finish.
Why?
I think that, and this is just kind of in a conversation with someone else before. I think I had this conversation with him. Men with good dick feel that a lot of women fall in love with the dick, even though they go into it saying that they don't want anything. They start fucking and the sex is good. And then all of a sudden the woman is like changing her mind about, you know, I like you. I'm looking for something now. They start asking, oh, what are we? When initially you didn't want anything. So now you're getting this good, consistent dick. Now all of a sudden, you know, your judgment is a little clouded. And now you think you want something more with this man. So a lot of men have to like pull back and, you know, have to give you the dick now once a week, every 2 weeks.
That's crazy.
We're gonna get a man out here.
See
if the answer that I got before is the answer that another man will give me. But that is a conversation I have with a man.
I guess I get it, but I don't know.
It sucks though. A person that you're able to like compartmentalize those feelings, like, oh, this is sex and this is love and this is like, you're not like one of those women that's like it becomes blurred so easily for you.
No.
Yeah.
Mm-mm. Other boxes have to be checked in order for that to happen.
Yeah.
But I mean, like I was saying, when I first started dating, like I was only looking for sex. So I was looking. It almost feels like I was hosting interviews. Because I needed somebody close by, close enough that, you know, you could either come in the middle of the night when I call you or whatever. And I thought I had found that, but you know, that didn't work out the way that I thought it was going to work out. So, here we are.
That was so much easier when we were younger. I feel like I got so much more consistent dick.
Yeah.
In my early 20s.
Like, yeah, I know.
Our relationship, even when we had just started out in the relationship, like that was like every day, a few times a day.
Yeah.
All the time. Wherever.
I remember those days.
However. Like, yeah.
Wherever.
However. Type shit. Like, yeah. When I first had my first serious relationship, it was like that. Like, 4th of July, every day. Type shit. You know?
good time.
Yo, how did our parents I don't think I've ever asked my mom this. I definitely have never asked my grandmother. Maybe I should ask my grandmother. She, I don't know. But, like, did they send, like, there was no phones. Like, there was no iPhone or smartphones. They weren't able to send nudes. Did they take, like, little Polaroid pictures?
Yes.
Sexy? Did
they? Yes, that's exactly what they did. They would take pictures, normal pictures, and then they would give it to their person or whatever. That's exactly what they did. They took pictures. Normal pictures and had them developed.
how do you give it to your dude? Like the Polaroid picture. Yeah, I took some pictures for you. Or like, yeah, did you write a letter? Remember, like, have you ever, like, in high school, did you ever write letters to, like, a guy?
Yeah.
You ever, like, you know, put on lipstick and then, like, put the kiss mark?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Sprinkle it with some,
Jesus.
Love some spell. Cucumber melon.
Jesus.
Cucumber melon, yo, body
that
spray.
Was, yeah, that was a shit back then. That cucumber melon, that shit was everywhere. Everybody fucking smelled the same. Either that or vanilla.
Basic ass cucumber melon bitches. Ay, in Jesus. High school. Good old days.
For real.
Oh, man. Yeah, I used to go through, like, my grandmother's photo albums and shit. Thank God I never came across any of those pictures.
Right. I mean, how long do you, like, keep them, I guess? Like, as a guy.
Well, my grandmother has shit for, like, years, yo.
Yo, you know what?
She has pictures of when she was a baby.
I would like to ask this to, you know, an older guy this. Somebody who was, you know, fucking around during those times. Like, did that happen to you?
You know what we need to get on this pod? We need to get a man ranging from the age of, like, 50 to 70, an old Dominican man. You gotta speak to one of your uncles.
Old Dominican man.
We need to get an old, older Dominican dude on here.
Nah, I don't know.
Yo, I guarantee you, we have not heard any stories. This pod has never heard any stories. The stories we're gonna hear from an old Dominican man. And I guarantee you that the old Dominican man that comes on this podcast is gonna have a child under 5.
All right. So any of y'all got any tios or whatever you want to send this way?
Any of our listeners have any tios? Or even your dad? Your uncle?
Yo, I would definitely. Yo, my dad would be like, he doesn't have a kid under 5. But
it's a possibility we're going to also need a translator. They're going to have to come with their own translator.
Yo, that is a fact. Fucking Google Translate that whole, you know, episode. What? You imagine?
It's funny because I was looking up when is the Dominican parade in the Bronx, and it's sometime at the end of the job. I feel like we should go and try to look for someone there.
All right, I swear, I'm not kidding.
I'm so serious. I legit want to get, like, at least a little, like, Dominican men panel.
Oh, my. A panel?
A little panel of, like, wow. 2 or 3 Dominican men.
Yo, why don't we just take it on the road? We ask questions like,
okay, yeah, that's it. And cut. That's how we cut the idea. No, seriously, though. Stay tuned, because I really want to do this.
Interesting.
It's going to be mad toxic. We all know you're nothing more toxic than an older Dominican man.
Mm. I don't know. The young ones are pretty toxic, too.
They learning from...
Yo, they learn mad.
They learning from the older ones.
Mad young. Mm. I pray to God that my boys are not like that.
Well, they have Puerto Rican, so, you know.
I know.
Yeah, anything else, boo? Anything else we want to talk about before we wrap it up?
And I think I overshared this episode, actually. I think y'all got enough stories out of me for a while.
Yeah.
We haven't had a stories with Dory in a while, though.
Yeah, it's been a minute.
Dory hasn't had many stories because Dory has been good.
She's been a good girl. All right, guys, so you guys already know where you can find the Ladies Pitch podcast. You can find us on Instagram at Ladies Pitch and on Twitter, Pitch718. Also, our YouTube handle at Ladies Pitch. So follow, share, review. Make sure you guys drop a comment, por favor. It is very important for the algorithm to put us in there in the algorithm, you know, for the podcast. So, you know, just drop a comment. Let us know what you guys love about the podcast, what you guys don't like. We are very open to constructive criticism.
If you guys have any stories, any questions, you want to DM us, let us know. It can definitely be anonymous. We don't have to share your name, any of your information. You can change up the names. We'll bleep it. Whatever you're comfortable with.
Right.
We will do. So, yeah.
You know what? I wonder, we haven't checked up on our listener in a while. The one that gave us that wild story. Remember?
About his
side
chick.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we got to follow up with him.
Let's see how he's doing.
Last thing he told us was that she heard the pod and she knew the story.
That was about them.
It was about them.
Can I vouch for him, please? He seems like he's a really cool dude. Just give him the pussy again.
Not bad. We ain't mean to get you with no shit. Nah. But we didn't even use it, but she put it together. She was like, that story.
You're a smart cookie, baby.
Yeah, she's definitely. She's very inquisitive, you see?
Well, she didn't ask questions. She just listened.
She just knew. She just knew.
Yeah, smart cookie, baby.
All right, guys. Ladies, remember, you deserve to be happy and fuck disrespectfully. Yeah, we'll catch you guys in the next ones. Your favorite mommy, Haiti baby. Peace.